And welcome to the Tales from Longbox podcast. This is episode 326, spotlight on Marvel Comics, Captain America, number 695. It seems like it was just in double digits last month, but you know, circa 2017. I am Chris Mosby.
And I am Caleb Ragnarok Gerard.
Yes.
Oh, ooh,
what an nice. Excellent movie that was. Excellent movie.
Good. Well, I'm Murray.
Who are
unseen
you?
It Fox.
Oh,
haven't seen it,
you
but
are.
I'll see it soon.
Oh, good. Good, good.
You must.
Maybe this week.
Do not wait for Yeah, do not wait for Netflix.
Yes. No.
No, I might actually see it.
I'd have to rate it as probably, if not the best, but one of the top five of Marvel's movies. Yeah, it's real good. Comedy, seriousness, the whole bit, action, all of it. It's got it all.
Plus a haircut.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Very well, and how they added it into it was even funny. So
I think the one part, or there's a couple of things that bothered me about it, but for the most part, yeah, I would agree, it is a really good movie. It's the best of the Thor movies, the bottom
absolutely.
Line.
Given
what a piece of crap Dark World was,
yes.
that's easy to accomplish,
I
or easier
to
accomplish,
about
that
but one, to tell you the truth.
I said
I almost forgot about that one, to tell you the truth.
Maybe. Probably a good move. But I think they should have had a little more Guardian, or they should have done some Guardians tie-in. They had an opportunity, but they didn't take it.
Yes.
So, but yes. I'm okay with that on a certain level.
Yeah.
And I would like to have seen more Mark Ruffalo, but
yes, I agree.
It wasn't his movie. Was not his movie. So.
Though yes, the. The second after credit scene wasn't really worth staying for. But
stupid.
It was stupid, but I'm sure it was in Jeff Goldblum's contract to have a little bit more screen time there towards the end.
Yeah. So Murray, when you do go see it,
right.
Stay for the first post credit or the first during credit thing. Uh-huh. But there's only two. Don't stay for the first. You can stay for the second if you want to be a purist or diehard on it, but it will add and subtract nothing from your life to stay
yes,
for it.
That's
other
right.
than if you have to go to the bathroom really badly.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which I did, and I made the mistake of thinking that the credits were going to be slightly shorter than they were.
Mm-hmm.
That gets
dangerous when you're up at our age too. So you gotta.
Yes.
You can't hold it too long.
Oh brother.
But only two post-credits things, or two credits
yes.
scenes.
All right,
and to be honest with you, the first one, someday I'm gonna read up on what the hell it meant, but I will get there.
Okay.
But did they have good previews?
Yeah, it's okay.
There was some new. There was a Black Panther one, and the one we saw that had some scenes I had not seen yet.
That looks good, actually.
But other than that, I didn't see anything that I went, oh my god, I gotta see that when it comes out.
Murder on the Orient Express. Murder.
Yeah, that one looks pretty.
There was
good.
No preview for that.
Oh,
we'll see that because
I'm
a huge fan of the Albert Finney version, so.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
I have somehow not seen any version of that in any of the movies, so I'll be completely surprised.
Have you read it? Have you read it? Do you know?
No, I haven't read it either. Whoa. I know of it.
Oh, even better. Wow.
I won't say a thing.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
It's a classic.
You are lucky
because
I've read it like half a dozen times and seen that version of the movie that we bought it actually recently on DVD.
Yeah. No, I don't know how I've ever missed that because I love those kind. I've never been a fan of Agatha Christie, but I've seen some.
Hold
of the,
it.
No, I'm not saying I don't like her. I'm just saying I've never actively went and read any of the books, but I've seen plenty TV and movie things based on her work.
You've got to see the...
Yeah, no, I'll see it.
I think it's 1950s version of And Then There Were None or Ten Little Indians or whatever they called it. It's so funny good.
Yeah, I've probably
have you seen the one
that
they did for... Have you seen the one they did for, I don't know, it was like BBC or something like that, maybe about 2 years ago? The miniseries?
Yeah,
awesome. Very with Sam Neill.
Fabian in it, but it was good.
Yes, it didn't have Fabian in it. You're right, Murray. No Fabian.
Speaking of that,
blonde girl.
Hold on. Go ahead. No, I was just going to say real quick. Okay. Speaking of Fabian, my mom went to see him and several other stars from that era in Branson for her birthday, so she was very happy about that.
Wow. I share a birthday with him.
Oh, really?
Mr. Fabian and I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all right then.
Yep.
I think Frankie Avalon was another one.
Beach Blanket Murray.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, no, that's Frankie Avalon. I'm
that's
sorry.
That's Frankie Avalon. Fabian is not a beach boy.
Oh, okay.
No, he was not. Hey, I just listened to the, and you should find this somewhere, Murray, or I can get you a copy, is the Martin Short autobiography that he did. The audio version.
Ooh, that would be fun.
That sounds hilarious.
It is very fun. Now, I will tell you that it is bracketed by the fact that, you know, it starts off with his parents dying and ends with his wife and one of his best friends dying. So,
jeez.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yes. His wife died a couple years ago of cancer, and it talks about that. It's a huge, huge spot segment in the middle about SCTV and meeting all those people from there, the Andrea Martins and John Candies and such.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yes. Yes.
That explains, I mean, that, yeah. That'd be rough on a person.
But the audio version is worth listening to because he does the voices of his characters, plus he sings and does stuff. So
okay.
I mean, I'm sure the written version is just fine, but it adds something when it's him reading it.
It's like the Tina Fey
one, Bossy Pants, from a couple years ago. It's much better in audio than in written form.
Yeah, that sounds like fun.
It is. But I figured Murray would dig on it a little bit since it's, you know, one of them, they're Canadian.
Yes. Totally.
I used to watch the hell out of SCTV when I was a kid. I'd stay up
You would love it too. I didn't know that.
I liked it better than I did Saturday Night Live for a long time.
Oh, well, then I will see what I can do about getting this onto Drive and making it available to you guys.
Okay, all right. Yeah, actually, I would like that. I've been listening to spend a lot of time sitting in line waiting to pick up kids. That's why I've been listening to audiobooks. I'm on my, like, second one. So.
Well, this is about 9 hours.
That'll work.
It's 10 parts. I'll upload them to Drive and give you guys the link. So.
Sure, that sounds great, man. Perfect. Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Nope. Not a problem.
Segway.
We haven't talked in a while. So, I mean, you know. So, this issue. And I have to make a comment just a little bit about how I think, as well as this, as great as this comic is, the whole legacy thing is such an obvious response to DC's Rebirth that they even have the covers set up the same. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not. They got the legacy all over it, you know, to remind you that. And even one of the things they've done in Rebirth is it tells you the name of whatever the arc is and what part it is on every cover, and they're doing exactly the same thing with Marvel Legacy.
Well, in Marvel's defense on that one, Chris, they've been doing banners for a while.
Oh, have they? Like that? Let me think. Yeah, I guess maybe you're right. If I'm thinking back to the
70s.
Well, no, the the only 80s. One I've been reading consistently is Amazing Spider-Man. So I guess.
And right. Yeah, well, there's a good example on the Amazing Spider-Man that says, you know, Spider Island Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, whatever.
All right, that completely invalidates that.
Yeah, no, that's cool, man. You're entitled to one invalidation per episode.
So. Okay, all right then.
But no more.
No more than that. All right, I'll let that go.
Or your contract's null and void.
Okay, gotcha. So let's get into this here. And we all know that I'm a Mark Waid fan. What he did with Daredevil?
Really?
Yeah, I know. But hold on, I'm not done.
News to us.
What he did with Daredevil was awesome, even though they pissed it away with the next series, from what I've heard. The deal he did with Black Widow wasn't all that great. Whether that was his fault or not is not, you know, it doesn't matter. It just
agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, I just didn't capture me. I mean, it was good. It just wasn't good enough to keep me reading it. I guess, let's put it that way. Of course, it was late a lot, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then that's... There you go.
It came out when they felt like it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But since each issue was self-contained, that was okay. It was almost like an every once in a while special.
Yeah. And I'm glad they're doing this, though, because I've really enjoyed the X-Men stuff. Even before Legacy, I've been keeping up with all of that. Not necessarily been able to afford every issue, but I have been reading them.
What?
Well, you know, hey, the things are tight right now. You know what I'm saying?
That's what she said.
My t-shirts.
Yeah, you know.
My shorts.
Yeah. I hear you.
Okay.
Oh, now, all righty. Hold on a second.
It's 6 months till summer. It's 6 months till summer. You got plenty of time.
The background noise.
I know, but pre-summer is like just a couple months away.
Pre-summer.
Yeah, you got to have your pre-summer body going.
See,
okay,
I'm so glad I have a job. I don't ever have to wear pants.
I would get arrested.
Well, yeah. Of course, I don't ever get to see the sun barely either, but hey, you know, that's another story. Anyway, I really enjoyed this. It's great stuff. Looking forward to it. This is all that other stuff they did with the Secret Empire. I kind of read a little bit, understand what was going on. I didn't read it, but I read about it, so I know what the deal is. But this is going to be a redemption of the character. So I think it's great. Anyway, here we go. I'll start off now that with all that preamble.
If we can do that the round robin thing.
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with that. I think that works. It works great. All right.
Yeah, man.
Okay. So this is a great cover by Samnee here. He's beating up a bunch of guys that are in some kind of funky red and black armor. The shield is prominent. Captain America in the background. I like how the title did not cover up Captain. It was nice. Pardon me. So we show, we're going to inside cover, and an evil version of Captain America led the world to the brink of destruction. The original Captain America returned in time to stop him, but the dark legacy of the Secret Empire lingers on a truth felt by no one more than Steve Rogers himself. Can Steve find his place in a world that has been made to fear Captain America? Let's see. Storytellers. Mark, and see, I like how they do, every once in a while I see that, where they put, instead of saying writer, artist, they put them together like that. Storytellers, Mark Waid and Chris Samnee. Color artist, Matthew Wilson. Letterer, VC's Joe Caramanga. Okay. Cover, Chris Samnee and Matthew Wilson. And they got a bunch of variant covers, which was not in this particular one that I downloaded. I'll try to find those.
I'd like to see the Stranko one.
Yeah, that would be good. I will hunt those down.
Oh, look at that. There's a Romita. There's, oh, Alex. Oh, it's after John Romita Jr. by the way. Never mind. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I like how Captain America rides a motorcycle.
Yeah. Yeah, that they even did that in the TV movies. Oh God, the TV movies.
Yeah.
So
where's
let's
the
see.
Shield? Where's his shield?
Yeah. Whatever. Oh, the shield?
Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I remember how they did that. Okay. Yeah. So we're showing a little flashbacks here. Steve Rogers wanted to fight Nazis, and this is showing a picture of the Daily Bugle, Jewish refugees seek asylum in U.S. This is during World War II for those people. They didn't do
it's December 20th, December 20th, 1940. It's even before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's right. He's standing in line for getting his physical, and he's a small...
Hello?
Whoa.
Hello.
What? Can you hear me?
Oh, yep. I cut out. Everything okay. Cut out for a second.
Oh, okay. Yes. Let's see. He wanted to serve his country, and it shows him. And so an experimental serum gave him the power to do both. And it shows him all beefed up and looking a lot like Chris Evans. No, not really. In the face. They didn't do that. They're not doing that here. I've noticed that. Sometimes they make the characters look like they're on-screen people. But anyway, as Captain America, Rogers became a World War II battlefield legend. Until the day a Nazi missile hurled him into the icy waters of the North Atlantic. The cruelty of time left Rogers frozen for decades, his legend forgotten, but his country still needed him. And legends never die. And we show him, get him, we're trying.
Legend
yeah.
Never die.
So you see Captain America, and he's beating up on those same guys from the cover. Who is this guy? He's moving like a rocket sled, and he's throwing the shield, and you know it's bouncing and kicking more butt. Who is this? And then boom, guy gets hit in the face. Some suicide runner. We're a rampart, man. We own this country now. Remember, you don't own the people of Boulton, Nebraska, because if you did, you wouldn't have to take over a police station to get national attention and endanger a bunch of kids on a field trip. Cap says. And he's, or everyone in here, oh God, the children, please don't hurt their children, as one lady says. It just happened to be, just happened to be the day. It says, I'm here to help. It's like, she's like, I'm here to help. You're not with him? Who are you? And where's Jacob? And, where's Donna? Where are they? And you see a little girl and a little boy under a desk. They took refuge there, and all the shooting started. And you can see the bad guys are marshaling their forces, ready to come at him again. And he's down on one knee talking to the little kids. Hi, I imagine you two are scared. And the little boy's, I want my dad, I want my dad. Shh, I know, are you Donna? And the little girl says, yes. Donna, I have something.
Stop talking, kid. You're bothering me.
Yeah. Quiet. Well, he's kind of young, so you know he
got a speech to make.
He can tell. He can tell the kids in panic, so does any good to talk to him because he's just going to keep repeating the same thing. let's see, Donna, and he's got a smile on his face, being real, you know, nice and quiet and calm, so not to panic the older one. Donna, I have something way more important for you to do than be scared. All right, a rule we follow. Ready? You have to protect Jacob. What? Me? Why? Because he's smaller than you. Stay down. I'll be right back. So he takes off, ready to fight those guys again. And he goes in, and you see him. There's a punch without the shield, and all the shield's back, and it's taking fire. And he's using it to push a bunch of it away, of them away. He jumps over a laser blast. I assume, actually, it's probably a machine gun. Zap. Take a drink. He throws the shield and it comes back, flap, and it's in his arm, and he's got that, you know, that Steve Rogers Captain America look of, you know, I'm with that sturdy jaw, you know, on it. And a little girl's like, he's like, no, stay back.
That's the little boy.
Oh yeah, the little boy says that. Sorry. And little girl says, shh, and she jumps out in front of Captain. And says, no! And the bad guy raises his guns, about to shoot her, and he pulls it down in front of her. Donna! And this is one of my favorite parts. The shot ricochets off of his shield, hits the American flag stand in the room. Not a sweetheart. I'm stronger. I protect you. That's the rule. Okay? And he runs over and grabs the flag from touching the ground, which if you are a patriotic American, you know that you never let the flag touch the ground. So he's taking the flag and draping it around her shoulders. I want to go home, she says. And crawl under the covers. I get that. Just the other day, I woke up from a very, very long nap, and I kind of wonder if I'm still asleep. How long did you sleep? Wait, I know who you are. Teacher talked about you. Are you Rip Van Winkle? No. You did good, Donna, except for running into the firefight part. Thank you. Your town is safe. I saw to it on my way here. The National Guard is just over the hill. They'll clean up before any of these ramparts supremacists cause any more trouble. And he's walking out, and he looks behind him as the teacher says, you saved our lives. What's your name? At least tell us that. Ask your grandparents. They might know. Take care. And he's driving off into, well, actually the sunset's probably in front of him. And you see the sign, the Boughton County Chamber of Commerce welcomes you to Burlington, Nebraska. Population 6,319. All right. So I'm take it. Who's next?
Alrighty, so then we go 10 years later, and this is the part where I realized, oh, those first pages were flashback. Because I was reading through going, why does no one know who Captain America is? That's ridiculous.
Yep.
He just took over the world. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Retards.
I know, like, I did not get it, but the 10 years later, that clued me in. And now that you look back on the first pages, they're like kind of washed out, which is cool.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The colors are just a little.
Oh yeah, no, you're right.
A little washed out.
Yeah, they're a little. Yeah, they are. They got a wider feel to them. Very interesting. Yeah.
And now in the now, everything's all rosy and golden, and Captain America's on his motorcycle zipping through towns, and he comes back to Boughton County. But he's not being welcomed to Burlington. He's being welcomed to Captain America, Nebraska. Which is kind of funny.
Yep.
It's like Metropolis.
Yep.
Yes, they've renamed it. They've renamed the town to Captain America. Which is, you know, coolio. And it's the July 4th. Celebrations, and they've got Captain America stuff everywhere. They've got shields and costumes and action figures and bobbleheads and
are those and, pop figures down there on the bottom? The bottom,
yeah. You
know, yeah, the, I believe so. Yeah,
the vinyl pop. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they got the little red skull and the little MODOK. It's kind of cool.
It is.
So they're going
look, they've got a
them.
Frozen, a cat frozen in ice one over there on the right side of the table.
Yeah, I see it. That's funny. That's great.
Sorry.
No.
Did we lose Murray?
Alrighty, so Captain America is. Pardon?
Lost you for a second there. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So Cap is taking his shield out, I guess, of the wheel well of his motorcycle.
Looks like he's locking it into the wheel well.
Yeah, because he doesn't have it on his back when he walks away. Yeah.
He's doing something with his shield.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, though, the way he stores it. Rather than plugging it on the front of the bike like he did in the movies, the Reb Brown movie when he popped it in the front of the bike.
Yeah, it was the windshield.
Yeah. Alrighty, so he's walking through the town, and little kids are like, wow, you're him. And he's like, what? Pardon? And they're like, awesome cosplay, Steve. You should check out the...
Oh.
Is this contest?
Yes, contest it.
And then he decides to have some hot dogs with mustard and onions. Mm. All right. Mm. No ketchup. I see. Alrighty. I guess that's what. Yeah. All right. Well, all right. Whatever.
It's funny you mentioned that because my dad, when he has a hamburger, he doesn't have it with ketchup. And I read some history about hamburgers, and when they first came out, that's how they were given out, was with just mustard and onions, nothing else. So, I mean, not even cheese. So maybe that's a history thing, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe. So,
maybe he's just stupid.
Yeah. Well, he's getting his hot dogs, and out of the corner of his eye, he notices one of those red, jeepers, I don't remember what they're called. They're not Nazis. Red shirts, red brigade, red. One of the dudes that he just beat up 5 pages ago is walking.
I think it was Rampart.
Rampart. There we go. Now, maybe they're just cosplaying, but yeah, they're probably not. So Steve asks, oh, this is some party. How long has this been going on? And the hot dog dude says, about 10 years, right after he saved a bunch of kids from this white power supremacist militia. It was high key. Vote to rename Burlington in his honor was nearly unanimous. Huh. This is right after he came out of the ice. And the hot dog kid says, oh, you're an icer. Gotcha. So Steve's like, icer. Yeah, you believe that stuff about the Avengers finding them frozen instead of, as opposed to, well, come on, that's like Abraham Lincoln waking up, except kids had heard of Lincoln.
Hello.
After World War II to recognize the name.
Oh, cut out again a little, but you're good. Or not.
You could make a team. For PR, they played him up as a legend.
Murray, you're breaking up, man. You are like... And there's a lot of static. What is that?
I don't know.
Chris, is it just me hearing that?
I'm not hearing any. Of course, I got a lot of fans in here.
A little bit of whoosh.
Yeah, there's a... Your fans are now on the microphone.
Okay.
Chris.
All right. I'll see what I can do here. Hold on.
Yeah.
There. I'll turn some of them off.
Nope.
I don't think it's the fans.
Oh, it's gone now.
Is it better? Okay.
Yeah, I'm muted, so I'm sure it is.
Oh.
Go ahead.
All righty. So Hot Dog Kid is going on about his theory about the icing, and he doesn't. He thinks that whenever they created the Avengers, they just kind of grabbed a dude to be Captain America, and then they played up the whole suspended animation angle. And the kid says, but you know what? It doesn't matter. You ever seen him in action? No, let me tell you, it's like a ballet with punching. A one-man army. You wouldn't believe it. Ask anybody here. And then someone says, Mister, look out! And Steve gets this look in his face like he's ready to do battle, but really it's just a frisbee. It's just a Captain America frisbee. And he catches the little frisbee, and the little girl says, you caught it, right? I guess I did. Force of habit. So then someone up on stage says, who's next? You, sir? And we get people coming forward to tell us all about how wonderful Captain America is. So tell us, sir, what'd you do? How far did you come? Well, and then we get another flashback. About 8 years ago, I was living in Tallahassee. That's where I met the man. For real. Well, met. He grabbed me out of a burning building hotter than the sun. I remember hearing him say, it'll be all right. And I remember the way he tumbled through the air like an Olympic acrobat. Most of all, though, I remember watching him, burned, blackened, hurting, as he went right back in. So my name is John Garcia. I'm a first responder. Orlando, 155th Precinct. That's the answer to both your questions. And we get more people going on. We get this little kid. There was this mean kid. He used to pick on everybody, and we didn't know what to do. Somebody showed me this video of Cap busting up some supervillain. Cap took like a million punches, but he never ran. I decided if Cap wasn't afraid, then I didn't want to be either. And then another guy goes, you see him up in Washington a few months back, beating the hell out of some Hydra criminals pretending to be him. Cap rescued the whole country. It got pretty awful before Cap stepped up. But they say he had to bust out of a trap first. That sounds about right. He'd never give up on any of us. Sure, lots of people are still angry at him for letting it get as far as it did, and I get it. But those people aren't here today, are they? And on and on. He says what we're all thinking. He's crazy handsome. He does it all without powers or armor, just a super serum. Then, when he talks about hope, I believe him. He punches Nazis. Hey, guys, this is a jerk cosplay. This is super inappropriate because he's getting pushed off the stage. Mm-hmm. And one of the brigade? Rampart comes up and pushes him out of the way and slaps him. And he's got one craggy, ugly face. Like, those are serious wrinkles.
Yes, they are. And by the way, they are no longer white. They're no longer white supremacists. If you notice his posse.
Oh yeah, they're just plain supremacists. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah, they just want to take over everything.
Mm-hmm. You think this is a masquerade? 10 years ago, Rampart was weak, undermanned, and outgunned. But we're back now, stronger than ever, and we've come to guide this country towards a new era and a new recapper. Go for it.
Let me see. And it seemed only fitting to begin where we once started, yells the craggy-faced guy. And he orders his guys to open fire on the crowd. And we get the something flying through the air, cutting all the guns in half. Fat cack, chick, tack, kershick. And it is Cap Shield. And it has sliced up all of Rampart's guns. And I guess he did have it on him. I don't know. Does it fold up? Is it miniaturized? I don't know. Anyhow, and Steve Rogers is pulling open his shirt, Clark Kent style, and he's yelling at the and he yells to the guys, "Go ahead!" And he catches his shield back. Thap! I dare you! I triple dog dare you! And he's got a shield in front of him. The Rampart guys come diving off the stage where everyone was giving their Captain America testimonials from. And they dogpile on top of him and his shield on top of him. And they're burying him. And the last we see on this page is the star and his shield underneath the pile of Rampart goons. And then full page splash. He busts up, pushing them all away. Because after all, he's got no powers. Oh, wait a minute. As Murray noted, he does have the super serum.
Yeah, so about that. They got rid of that for a while. How did they get it back? You have any idea?
Oh, that was the whole thing with, yeah, that was part of Robic, the Cosmic Cube girl. When he got aged and they removed the super serum, mm-hmm. he aged to old man Steve Rogers.
Right.
And that's when he turned the shield over to Falcon.
Right.
But then when she de-aged him again, the presumption is the super serum is back.
Okay.
Now, the one thing I got to wonder is, why the hell isn't the crowd running like crazy? They're just standing there watching this.
I don't know. Maybe they think – I think maybe even somebody made a comment that maybe thought it was a – I don't
know.
We'll
see.
Maybe it just happened so fast. Because I was wondering, because didn't he age some when he was over – that one series they did, the John Romita Jr., and I don't remember who did the writing, but he was in that Dimension Z for like 10 years raising that kid of Barnum Zola.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
Yeah, that was the last series I read. It was actually pretty good, but he'd aged. The time flowed differently in that dimension, and he'd spent 10 years there, but only like a week had passed when he came back, and that was real soon before that whole de-aging thing. When he was too old thing happened. So anyway, I just wondered. Good deal.
So he's taken out all the Rampart guys, and the crowd has fallen back. And the Rampart guys, "You, Cap," and Cap saying, "What? Do you think I'm here by coincidence? I have intel. I heard you might stick your repugnant heads up again in this town. Tell me more about this Rampart now." And the craggy guy, who's toothless now, says, "You'll learn more soon." And he skabooms himself up, and Cap is like, he's surprised, but he hides behind a shield. Chris Samney is a freaking genius.
He is great.
I love his work.
And the smoke clears, and he's talking to the crowd. He says, "I'm sorry you had to see any of that. I guess you know for sure who I am now. Forgive me. I'm very flattered by all this. I really am. But I didn't come here for your festival. To be honest, I tend to get a little self-conscious when people make a fuss. I came because I had a job to do. I wasn't trying to hide. I just knew I could move around better without the suit." And someone yells off, "You saved us again. You're a hero. You're an inspiration." "Why? Because I'm tall and I have a shield?" And he's totally like, "I'm shy. I don't want to hear this. Yeah. Don't talk to me."
Yeah, I hate it when that happens too. When people fawn over me like that, I just can't stand it.
I hate happy birthday. I hate happy birthday. It's the worst.
Yes, exactly.
And he's looking around the crowd. He says, "See that woman? She ran through the laser fire to help that man without a thought. And that man pulled that girl away from fallen rubble. They didn't need to be inspired. What was in them all along? It's in all of us. We know what's right. The strong protect the weak. Never forget that." And up walks the young lady from the flashback story 10 years ago. And she's got the flag draped over her shoulder. And she says, "That's the rule. Welcome back." And Cap climbs up on his bike, salutes the crowd, and rides off into the sunset. The end.
Wow.
And
all goosebumply.
That would have been so much... Would have been so much worse without Chris Samney's arc. That was so good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good choice.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's a great book. I won't lie, it brought a tear to my eye, but, you know, I'm old and sentimental like that, so. No, that's great stuff.
I liked it, too.
I will be continuing reading that for sure.
Well, it's again, these two, I mean, I think the first thing they did together was the Daredevil stuff, and then they moved to Black Widow, and now this. I mean, did they do anything prior to Daredevil?
I don't think so. I don't think I ever heard of him until the Daredevil stuff, personally. But I'll have to double check on Comic Book DB or something and see where that went. So.
And then, of course, there's the four-page primer stuff in the back, or three-page primer stuff in the back.
So. Yeah, which they've been giving those away on Comixology for free for a while. So, yeah, good stuff. So, yep.
Well, awesome!
Yeah, that was great.
The thing about the two of them working together, and if you read it, the Daredevil issues as well as the Black Widow issues, like I said earlier, and hopefully they do that with this series, that they're all a continuing story, but each issue is very self-contained and just has kernels from the prior story and setting stuff up for future stories. And I hope that hopefully they do that with this as well. And I guess they're going to last through issue 700 because that's only another five issues away.
Yeah, I don't know. I can see him sticking with this. I mean, he's written Captain America before. He had a long run in the, I think in the early 90s or late 80s, something like that. I think at least one of the Captain America epic collections I have has got some of his work in it. So I remember he did that whole thing where for whatever reason he stopped. I remember there was that era, which I never read it, but I'd always see the issues and pick up bits and pieces. But I think he was the one that wrote that era, where for whatever reason he quit being Captain America and became Nomad for a while. But I could be wrong on that. So
it was the 90s.
Was it the 90s? Okay, good to know.
Feels like it should have been the 90s. Nomad is a very 90s feel to him.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Pockets and shoulder pads.
Yeah, they, if you ever want to get any of those epic collections, they have been practically giving those away on the Kindle side of Amazon. They had this big, huge sale, and there was like some of them were like $3-4, and they retail minimum 20, even on, you know, sale. They usually full price is like $35 for those things. So You can check. You can get a good chunk of them. If I didn't have some of them already, I'd get them. Who knows? I might even double dip. But anyway, I was looking forward to that ever since I heard that they were going to do it, and they did not disappoint. I'm hoping to see more stuff like they did on Daredevil. So good stuff. Good stuff.
Alrighty.
Okay. Well, I guess that's about it for us. We got an issue of Dark Metal to do sometime. And I guess the latest one's going to be delayed 3 weeks, I read, in on the news recently. So we'll have to do it. We'll get to that soon. But anyway, that's about it for this week. You guys got anything else?
No, thanks for... Thanks
nothing,
for,
man.
Yeah, sure.
I would all have right. gotten around to it eventually, but I forgot it was Mark Waid and Chris Samnee.
Yeah.
Or I would have read it a lot sooner.
Yeah, I was looking forward to it, big time. Eagerly yeah. awaiting. I think I woke up in the early that morning that it came out, wanting to see if I could buy it yet. Yeah, that was good
stood
stuff.
In line, like, for an iPhone. And
yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this up. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@talesfromthelawnbox.com and let us know what you think there. Or you can join us on the Facebook page. Yeah, we might listen. I don't know. I don't get on Facebook very often. But anyway, it's there. Or you can comment on the actual episodes and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week.